We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, on the line now is Odyssey NFL insider Brian Baldinger. Insider calls are brought to you by Driveway.com. Looking for a car? Well, go to Driveway.com where you can get pre-qualified, buy a car, and get it delivered. You can also hear Brian with Jason Lock and Fora on In the Huddle with new episodes out every week. Just search Huddle on the Odyssey app or wherever you find podcasts. Baldy, good morning. Thanks for the time. As always, we got a big game coming up on Sunday, the Buffalo Bills and the Miami Dolphins. We appreciate the time today.
Yeah, well, it is a big game. I mean, two 2-0 teams and two teams that are coming off basically blowout victories. Well, a comeback victory yeah. and a blowout victory.
Yeah, that's right.
But nonetheless, I mean, we saw the Blur Brothers in action between Jalen Waddle and Tyreek Hill and what they're capable of doing, especially if you're a little unclear about what you're doing in the back end of your defense. And the Dolphins – you know, certainly picked that apart, Joe. That was, we all watched it. We all were sort of in disbelief about what happened. We also saw what the possibilities are and what can happen going forward. And obviously, the Bills have had the Dolphins number for the last 4 years. It hasn't been pretty, but it certainly looks like things should be a little bit more even this time.
Hey, Baldy, I saw you at halftime. We're all rolling our eyes going, oh, God, here we go again. Dolphins on the road in Baltimore. You've seen a lot of these. You ever seen anything like that? That all of a sudden,
no.
down 21, and you come back and take the lead in one quarter like
you know,
that?
Joe, I remember I was talking to Dan Marino down on the field. We all saw Danny. But I just asked him, you know, I mean, it's early, and it's pregame, and Tyreek Hill's warming up. And, you know, and so I asked Dan, I go, like, do these guys remind you of Duper and Clayton at all? Like, I mean, you had it going on for a decade with those guys. He goes, well, you know, we'd like to say so, Baldy, but, you know, they haven't really done it yet. Like, my guys did it. But, you know, to see what they can do, it kind of reminds you of that era of Marino with Clayton and Duper. And maybe this will be a different type of era because the athletes are just so much more freaky right now than they were back then, and the speed's so much different. But, you know, it does. And then if you get a coach who's just, you know, dynamic and creative and looks like, you know, he can't wait to get to the lab to find some new ones, it's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun to look forward to the next week.
Baldy, Tua's performance, I mean, it was incredible, almost 500 yards passing, six touchdowns. Did throw two picks, but with that comeback, what a game by Tua. And what a game to kind of shut some of the critics up a little bit, too.
Yeah, well, you know, I thought that the way the game was played, where you got four possessions on every single one. Now, you can say, okay, the receivers are wide open, all that. He made plays that were, you know, that were off script, and the touchdown to Jalen Waddle to win it, the throw to Mike Gesicki in the back of the end zone. I mean, you could put some of these throws and put it on the resume reel right now, and it just looks like one big highlight. He made some great plays, and he used his movement, and he was – dead on accurate with some of those throws. Now, the guys helped him out a little bit, but that's what you expect from elite wide receivers. So, all in all, it was a performance for the ages. Like, Tua may play another decade and never have a game quite like that. But for that moment, in that day and time, they needed every single throw and every single touchdown throw to win it. It was phenomenal.
Baldy, since I've known you, we've been talking about the Miami Dolphins offensive line. I thought that was as good as pass protection as they've had in a long time. What did you think about the starting five and the guys that helped out there on pass protection? What did you think of the way they played?
Well, look, just watch the Teron Armstead play. They haven't had a left tackle like that, Joe, and I don't know how long. I mean, that guy, he's just a phenomenal athlete. He's got technique. He played great. I know he's a little banged up going to the game, but you wouldn't know it. Right. Connor's been really solid inside. Greg Little's got to come in there at right tackle, and he's had his difficulties in this league. And, you know, outside of a couple maybe early pressures, Justin Houston, I mean, the Baltimore pass rush was non-existent, Joe. And they've got some good pass rushers. That Adafe always going to be a good player. He's an athlete. Justin Matabike just ruined the Jets the week before. You just didn't see that. You didn't see guys just getting beat one-on-one. And that's been an issue for the Dolphins over the course of the last few years where, you know, not only did they break down as a group, but they broke down individually. And you didn't see either one of those happen on Sunday.
All right, so we got to ask you. Buffalo has just, I mean, it's as good a start as you can have. They're everything. Everybody thought they'd be in the offseason and maybe a little bit more. What are your thoughts on what you've seen from Buffalo, except being a little banged up after Monday Night Football? What do you see from that team?
Well, Joe, they're going to line up two rookie corners. They're going to line up Christian Benford, a sixth-round pick out of Villanova, and Kair Elam, who hasn't started yet, at the other corner, the first-round pick out of Florida. I mean, you got two rookies going to go out there on the field against this offense. We saw two rookies last week, you know, in the safety for the Baltimore Ravens, who really struggled, I thought.
Yes, he did. Oh, boy.
And then the other rookie, Jalen Armour-Davis, who's really struggled. So these rookies, they didn't understand what speed is all about in this league, and it really bit them. You know, and I don't know that Christian Benford and Kair Elam are ready for this. So that's one side of it. Like, those plays that we saw on Sunday are possibilities. Now, the back end, the safeties are really good, but they don't have the type of speed. They're really good, solid players, but they don't cover a lot of ground. And so I'm interested to see how they hold up against the pass rushers. It'll be much better with Von Miller and Gregory Rousseau. And then on the other side, Josh Allen, like, if you take his play away, Joe, like, his ability to create plays on the fly and extend plays is as good as there is in this league. And so they haven't had an answer for Josh Allen in 4 years. You know, are they going to have a better answer this time around?
Yeah, that'd be interesting. An answer? How about just a win? It's been seven straight games that the Bills have beaten up on the Dolphins. It's not really a rivalry until you win one. Joe always says that. I got to go back to the game just for a second. I know Tua had the game of games. Lamar Jackson also had one hell of a game. If Tua didn't throw for close to 500 yards, we'd probably be talking about Lamar Jackson, that incredible game he had.
I thought he was the best player on the field. Like, we're just seeing these freak athletes at quarterback. I mean, there wasn't a play that he couldn't make throwing it. If his tight end catches the ball in the fourth quarter, the comeback probably doesn't happen. You know, you take off on a third and two, and the Dolphins are sort of, you know, a blitz zero look in a run game, and he made you pay. What, 79 yards, longest run he's ever had, you know, for a touchdown. And he's already set the quarterback record for, you know, 100-yard rushing games in a career already in 5 years. So he was unreal. He was unbelievable. I mean, and he's just carving teams up from the pocket. And you're right. If Tua doesn't throw for 469 and make the comeback, I mean, the whole world is talking about Lamar. They should be talking about him anyways, about how good he is and how good he played.
Boy, what a game. You're right. All right, hey, I got to ask you about Mike McDaniel. New style of coach, something we've never seen around here, Baldy. What are your thoughts on his start, and what do you like about what he's done so far?
I'm a big fan, Joe. He's different. It's definitely not, you know, Don Shula.
No.
But even after the game, Joe, even after the game, you're saying, well, I was telling the guys I was hoping for some adversity in this game. Well, I mean, I don't know, like, why he said that, but all right, they got adversity and they overcame it. But my point is, Joe, he seems to have a message, you know, and whether he's talking to the media, he's talking to you, or, you know, he's talking to his players, or he's just pontificating the way he does. Like, it seems like it just sounds different. And it's all good when you win, you know, and you come out on top. It's always good like that. But let's just see how he sounds when it is ugly and they don't win and the Buffalo wins their ace straight, if that happens. Let's see how he handles it. I know it's early, but I'm a big Mike McDaniel fan, the way he designs things and his belief in his players. And it's a really good team. They've got a lot of talent. So he's got a lot to work with. It should be fun.
Baldy, by the way, the Blur Brothers, That's fantastic. Yeah. I mean, that's fantastic. I mean,
I might steal that from you.
We have to steal that.
I might steal that, but you're not getting any credit. I'm not going to do that. I'm not giving you any credit.
Baldy, well done. That's good.
We all play on the same team here.
Hey.
That's fantastic, Baldy. Right, that's Baldy. Being stolen. Thanks, as always, for the time, Baldy.
You're our blur brother. Yep. All right, blur brother. Yep. See you later.
Enjoy it this week. It should be fun.
All right. That was Odyssey NFL Insider Brian Baldinger. Insider calls are brought to you by Driveway.com. Head to Driveway.com today and shop more than 25,000 new and used cars in Driveway's nationwide inventory. All right, hey, business owners out there, are you feeling boxed in by the pressures of running your own business? Getting pulled in different directions from remote workforces, HR compliance, hiring and retaining top talent, handling payroll, changing regulations. I mean, listen, the list goes on and on and on. And there's only a limit to what you could do to keep employees engaged while running your business smoothly. Fortunately, there's Insperity. They put 30-plus years of HR experience to work for you, ready to help you develop a people strategy that supports your business strategy, one that focuses on the health of your organization. What if your HR strategy included access to better benefits to keep your employees that you have while attracting new ones? How about offering training opportunities for employees to increase their skills and become more productive in their roles? There'll always be challenges to face in business. We all know that. And no matter where they come from, Insperity is ready to take those challenges off your plate and provide the HR solutions that you need. Expand your possibilities, because with Insperity, nothing seems impossible. Insperity, HR that makes a difference.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.